This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
More money doesn't always mean more votes. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. President Joe Biden's re-election campaign says it hauled in more than $25 million at a New York City fundraiser last night. Biden appeared alongside former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. So far, Biden is far outraising Republican former President Donald Trump, but winning the money race doesn't always translate into winning elections. Marketplace's Henry Epp has more.
The Biden campaign raised more than twice as much money as the Trump campaign in February, and Thursday night's fundraiser could pad that advantage. That continues a trend. Democratic presidential candidates have raised more than their Republican rivals in each presidential race after 2004, according to Reuters, including 2016, when Democrat Hillary Clinton raised about twice as much as Trump and lost. Trump's campaign upped its fundraising operation in 2020, but he was still outraised by Biden and lost the election. In the last few years, Trump has not only fundraised for his campaign, but also to pay legal bills. As the New York Times reported this week, the former president has spent over $100 million on lawyers and other expenses since 2021, most of which came from donations. And with multiple criminal indictments, he faces even more legal fees in the months to come. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
Back in January, we saw a kind of mini surge in inflation. Prices went up 0.4%, and it made a lot of economists do a double take. Well, February has offered some reassurance. According to the PCE Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, prices rose 0.3% in February, which is an improvement. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York and joins us. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
So inflation in February was better than it was in January. Not a lot better, a little bit better. What do we make of that?
Yeah, that's right. Still the biggest back-to-back two-month increase since, well, January and February of last year. But it is getting better. And I think there's a couple of things you can read into that. One is the Fed chair, his reservations about reacting too much to the January increase, probably right. At the same time, it's not low enough that we can consider ourselves completely out of the woods.
Let's talk about how much we are all spending. Personal consumption expenditures, if you take into account inflation, jumped. They were up 0.4% in February over January. Is that a good thing?
I think it is. January real spending was pretty weak, and GDP growth was tracking slowest pace in about a year. This February increase puts us back on track to something a little better. I mean, we're talking 2.5% now, most likely. We're not looking at the 3% and 5% numbers that we put up in the second half last year. But the first quarter is going to be pretty good. Not bad at all, really, considering the slow start at the beginning of the quarter.
Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sabri.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
A growing number of Palestinian Christians are leaving the occupied West Bank because they're struggling to make ends meet. That is the warning from local church leaders. Since Hamas's attack on the 7th of October and the start of the war in Gaza, Israel has revoked work permits for 150,000 Palestinians in the West Bank. A drop in tourism has also hit local communities, as the BBC's Sara Munetta reports.
The sound of the bells of the Nativity Church in Bethlehem rings out across a deserted square. The streets, once brimming with tourists and pilgrims, now are mostly empty and silent.
80% of the local population in Bethlehem depend on tourism. Since October 7, everything stopped. People are out of their jobs. Facilities are closed.
Laila Asfura has been working in tourism for almost 20 years. She is an active member of the local Christian community and says many people who have lost their jobs are now cutting down on food and other basic goods to make ends meet.
Some families really are very much in need. Many of them already left the country. The other, they are living here depending on the church's aid or the organization aid.
Have you considered leaving?
Seriously? At some point, yes. I will not do it. I love my country. I have my family here. But we're thinking how long we can survive.
After Hamas's attack, Israel revoked permits for over 150,000 Palestinian workers from the West Bank. For over 5 months now, they haven't received any income. So those who can afford it are looking for a way out.
We have at least 50 families in the last 5 months who left. And we have also many Christian families who opted at the very beginning of the war to leave.
Father Fadi Diab is an Anglican priest from Ramallah.
It's sad to think of the Holy Land as a tourist site where people would come from around the world to see empty churches without, you know, a community.
When I meet him here in London, he is trying to raise awareness about the difficulties his community and Palestinians in the West Bank in general are facing.
What we need is tangible actions on the ground. We want the British government to put pressure on the Israeli government to remove the checkpoints, to allow people to reach their places of work, to allow humanitarian aid to come in. These actions what makes difference for the community on the ground.
He believes only through diplomacy and with the involvement of the international community, peace could return to the Holy Land.
That was the BBC's Sara Munetta. Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Dylan Nietinen. Our engineers are Brian Allison and John Brewington. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.